Well, today's scripture is a familiar passage. It is on the Beatitudes, chapter 5 of Matthew. Your pew Bibles, it's page 683. You're welcome to pull up a Bible app or use your own Bible if you've got one to follow along. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down, and his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because your great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Well, today's lesson raises that question: are you blessed? Are you blessed? You know, so often we think of that in terms of blessed with prosperity, but blessed does not mean that you're fortunate. You know, if you go up on Facebook, that's a common term that you'll see. Oh, got a new job, I'm blessed. You know, got a new car, I'm blessed. Got to play with the grandkids all the time, I'm blessed. Got a good report back from the doctor, I'm blessed. And those are blessings, but that's not what it means to be blessed. That's not the blessed that's in this text before us today. And another way that this is not, is it's not happy. Now, some of you may have translations, and I was pulling up different translations, and there are translations that say happy instead of blessed. But it makes absolutely no sense to say happy are those who mourn. No, mourning means you're sad. It's not happy. Or happy are you who are persecuted. Yes, sir, when people insult me, when I'm being tortured, I got that big happy face on. No. Happy really isn't a good word, an adequate word for what Jesus is talking about here. And so he says, blessed. And within it, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And then he says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, I always hated this passage growing up because it never made any sense to me. You know, blessed are the meek? Come on. Who inherits the earth? You know, is it the meek or is it the aggressive? You know, and you look around, you look at our nation. We've just elected a president, and part of the reason they were elected is to be aggressive. You know, to issue tariffs and to build a wall and to renegotiate contracts and to be strong against our enemies. And we want America to be blessed. And yet here we have Jesus talking about blessed are those who are meek and humble in spirit. And it seems to contradict what we see in our society. So how do we come to grips with what it means to be blessed? Well, I really think to be blessed, you have to think what Jesus is talking about is being in relationship with God. Being in that relationship is what it means to be blessed. You know, you may or may not have good news in terms of prosperity. You know, some of you may be dealing with disease, with cancer. Some of you may have lost a job or lost a loved one. you're feeling anything but blessed. But Jesus would say, our blessing, our blessedness, we are blessed when we have that relationship with God. And to be poor in spirit, to be meek, is to say, I'm going to humble myself before God, and I'm going to seek God and God's will in my life. That's what it means to be poor in spirit. Not to be boastful, not to say I've got it all together, but to come with God, to God with kind of empty hands, poor in spirit, and say, Lord, I want to do your will. Show me your ways. Be humble. And when we approach God in that way, he's going to fill us. Then we'll receive from God all the good things that God has to offer. Not necessarily prosperity, but the relationship that God wants us to have with him. And so part of being humble, part of being meek, is to say, I'm not just going to impose my will and my thoughts, but I'm going to look and say, what is God saying to me? What do I need to hear from him? And what does it mean to obey him? And I thought, what is God's word to us if we're going to humbly come before God and follow what God says? You know, one of those probably most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, God so loved the world. And sometimes we think, oh, you know, God loves my family or God loves the congregation. You know, God bless America. But God says he loves the world. And so if we're going to live as God's people, we have to ask not just what's good for my family, not just what's good for America, but what's good for the world, because God loves the world. And so when we humbly come before him to be blessed, part of God blesses us as we seek to have that same attitude of love for our world, because that's the way God is. Philippians 2, one of my top 10 chapters in the Bible. And we did a top 10 chapter series a couple years ago, and this is one of my favorite chapters, unlike the Beatitudes that I'm preaching on today. It's not one of my favorites. But Philippians is that wonderful passage where Jesus, have this same mind among you that is in Christ Jesus. And what is that mind? Paul goes on to write, don't think only of your own interests, but think of the interests of others. You know, the mind of Christ who humbled himself to God even unto death. And so, to be blessed is to have that attitude that says, I'm not going to live just for myself. You may be prosperous if you only pursue things for yourself, but you won't be blessed. Not in the biblical sense. Because God says, you want to be blessed? Look not only to your own concerns, but to the concerns of others. And that you will be living in harmony with God, and that's what will make you blessed. Or I think in our first service today, one of the most famous passages from the Old Testament is Micah 6:8. What does God require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God? You know, to seek what's right, but to do it with that sense of kindness toward others and with that humility. And when we follow those passages, those words from God, when we are poor in spirit and unhumble ourselves to follow God's word like that, then we become blessed because we're living in harmony with God's will for our lives. We're living in relationship with a God because this is what he tells us that he wants us to know and follow, that he loves the world, that we're to care not only for ourselves but others, that we're to seek what is just and right, but do it with a spirit of kindness at the same time. When we follow God's word, we are blessed. And that's what it means to be blessed. And so we need to ask then if to be blessed is to act in faith. To act in faith. So we need to ask ourselves, are my actions in harmony with God's word? for what he says is good for me and good for the world. Because again, that blessedness is living in relationship to God. And so we're blessed when we seek to act in harmony with God's will, to act in faith. And as we said, that means not acting simply for self-interest, but for the good of the whole. And we are blessed not because necessarily we prosper, we may prosper, but we're blessed when we're poor in spirit, when we're meek, when we humble ourselves before God and don't do just what we want to do, but seek to do God's will in our world and in our lives. And it's in that seeking that we're blessed. Now he goes on to talk about what it means to be blessed. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they'll be filled. Blessed are those who are merciful, they will receive mercy. And as that last song was talking about a blessing, sometimes, you know, those blessings come in disguise because they make us seek out God. And the blessing is when we strengthen our relationship with God. I don't know about you, but I think a great exercise in life is to go through your life and look at the ups and downs in your life. What were the high points and the low points? And you look at your life, and the experience of most people that God becomes the closest to us when we're at the lowest point. Because that's when we turn to God, right? I mean, when everything's going right, we're not quite as earnest in our prayers. We're not staying up at night, you know, with our tears and pouring out our soul to God because everything's right with the world. But when we're struggling, that's when we turn to God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. And he does. And we discover he is there. Sometimes it is through a long time of struggle, but then we discover. And so it's precisely that through the most difficult times in life, we draw closer to God. And the more we draw close to God, that's what it means to be blessed, to discover God is merciful to us, to discover, yes, in the midst of your struggles, God does love you and care for you. And so sometimes it's especially the difficulties in mourning, in hungering and in thirsting, that we then seek God out the most, and it's when we seek him that we find him. And when we find God, that's when we're blessed, because our God is a God of grace and mercy. Our God says, I not only love the world, but I also love you. It goes both directions. You know, so yes, God loves the world, and that means, therefore, God loves you. And when you discover that, that's when it is to be blessed. And the other thing about discovering that is that we're blessed here and now. I know growing up when I reading these, I always think, well, that's for heaven. That's when we'll be blessed, because on earth is a struggle. How can I think of being blessed here on earth? No, earth is a struggle. So the Beatitudes must be about heaven. But when you really read them, no, they're about here and now. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because it drives you to God in humility, discovering God and his grace. And therefore, you are blessed here and now. Blessed are you who mourn, because you are comforted. You know, to have the comfort of those words, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live. That's comfort. To have that promise that in Christ there is the hope and promise of eternal life. And that comfort comes to us here and now. Doesn't mean we're happy. You know, we're still mourning when you lose somebody that you love. There's still tears, but there's a sense of blessedness because in the midst of our tears, there's hope. In the midst of our tears is the God who loves us and promises us eternal life. And so when you think of blessed, you need to think here and now, not just into the future. And it's connected with being connected to God. But even as I say it's here and now, it's also in the future. And both of those things are important. We never realize the fullness of blessedness in this life. You know, Paul tells us in Corinthians, "Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." Now I am blessed in part. Now I know God in part. None of us knows God fully, completely yet. But the promise is, in the hereafter, then we'll know God completely. And then the completeness of knowing God is completely knowing just how much you are loved and what it means for God to be love and how much greater that is going to be than here. So you are blessed now in your relationship with Jesus Christ, and your reward in heaven is even greater because you're going to know all of God. You'll know him fully, even as he right now fully knows you. That's the promise of God. And so in this life, there may be struggles. In this life, you may be blessed with good health. You may be blessed with prosperity. But on the other hand, you may have cancer. And you may be struggling to pay your bills. But Jesus says, blessing is beyond those things. Blessing is to living with the love and grace and mercy of God. Living with it now and living with the promise of its fullness in the hereafter. And so we ask, God bless America. But for God to bless America, it means first that we might be poor in spirit and meek. That we might have the mind of Christ to not only look after our own interests, but the interests of others. Do that, and we will be blessed. May we be merciful, so that we might receive mercy. Merciful and welcome the stranger. Love even our enemies, as Jesus says. Do that, and we will be blessed. When we make our relationship with Christ the most important thing in life, when he becomes our source of love and grace and mercy, we will be blessed. Heed the words of Jesus in the Beatitudes, and you will be blessed. Are you blessed? Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, you don't promise rainbows, you don't promise prosperity, you don't promise ease, but you promise yourself. You promise mercy, forgiveness, love. And when we experience those things in our lives that come from you, we are blessed. Lord, pour out your blessing upon this congregation. That no matter what else is going on in our lives, we may be drawn close to you. And in our faith in you, may we find hope and love. May we be blessed. Amen.